Changing formats is nothing new for radio stations. Some go from country to rock to acid rock as quickly as the ratings are tallied. But some jazz lovers don't want their favorite station to change when and if new owners take over K-Twin. And as Libby Znaimer reports, they're out to prove that there are enough jazz buffs here to keep the status quo.
Like advocates of so many causes, members of this group dressed in the appropriate t-shirts and set themselves up in a public place to dispense petitions, form letters, and questionnaires. They consider this a civic cause, much like any other. What they are trying to protect is on the airwaves of the Twin Cities. It is the sound of KTWN, the small Anoka station that specializes in jazz.
Frankly, I'm tired of hearing Neil Diamond all over the radio and also nothing but country stations.
The sale of K-Twin to a Colorado company is pending approval by the Federal Communications Commission. The new owners are considering changing the jazz format. That has most of the announcers here worried, but at least one is optimistic.
I'm convinced that I think they're going to stick with the jazz format and stick with Jack Moore running the station as the general manager.
Anderson is hoping that the efforts of this handful of jazz activists will work. They hope to show that the station actually has a larger audience than the ratings indicate, and that loyal listeners are what is referred to as upscale.
I just want the new owners to know that we don't necessarily believe the Arbitron ratings are indicative of what's going on in this community.
Even though supporters are only stopping by the handfuls, organizers of the group hope to get thousands of letters in support of K-Twin's jazz format. They also expect to meet with the station's new owners. Libby Znaimer, Channel 5.